This morning, when President Bush was sounding ready to wrap up his news conference,
thank you all for your time. I love being here at this new building.
A reporter shouted one last question. That question was not on Iraq, but on a new intelligence assessment that concludes al-Qaeda is now stronger than it's been in years. President Bush tried to clarify that.
There is a perception in the coverage that that al-Qaeda may be as strong today as they were prior to September 11th. That's just simply not the case. I think the report will say, since 2001, not prior to September the 11th, 2001.
Well, with us here in the studio is NPR's intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly. And Mary Louise, what's the distinction there that the president is making?
Well, I think what he's trying to do is to counter any suggestion that al-Qaeda is today as strong as it was before 9/11, because that would suggest that these past 6 years of the war on terror have not achieved very much. Here's what the report actually says, this new intelligence assessment, and this is based on reporting I've done. It is titled, Al-Qaeda Better Positioned to Strike the West. And what it concludes, apparently, is that al-Qaeda is still weaker than it was on 9/11 or just prior to 9/11, but that it is stronger than it has been in years. And this is in large part because the core leadership, this is bin Laden and Zawahiri, those original leaders, have been able to dig in and rebuild in their sanctuary where they're believed to be in northwest Pakistan. We heard testimony yesterday from CIA, and their top analyst is saying that among that group of original leaders, they see more money flowing in. They're seeing more training, more communications flowing out, more activity overall among that original core leadership.
So how do we square that with all the reporting in the past couple of years about how the al-Qaeda threat has morphed or transformed in some ways? The threat is now from lots of local cells and offshoot groups that might be sympathetic to Osama bin Laden but aren't actually directly connected to him.
Right, exactly. I think the fear now is that we have both. That yes, you have these offshoot groups that are perhaps sympathetic to bin Laden, but not directly connected to him, and that this is a growing phenomenon in many places around the world, but that you now have, in addition, the original core leadership revitalized, more active operationally, more ready to perhaps contemplate attacks. So this is a scenario you could call the worst of both worlds.
And in the case of Osama bin Laden still missing.
Exactly.
Now, we mentioned these offshoot groups at the press conference today. President Bush was also asked about al-Qaeda in Iraq and whether it's the same organization that Osama bin Laden himself runs. Is it?
This is a key question, and it's key because President Bush and his advisors regularly invoke al-Qaeda as a real reason for the U.S. not to leave Iraq. Now, we heard that this morning in the press conference that we've been playing clips from. The president said to withdraw too early would mean, and I'll quote him, surrendering the future of Iraq to al-Qaeda. I think it's important to draw a distinction here. There is al-Qaeda, the organization that attacked the U.S. on 9/11. There is al-Qaeda in Iraq, an organization that is predominantly Iraqi and which did not exist before the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003. Now, the Bush administration will point out, and the president did this morning, al-Qaeda in Iraq has pledged loyalty to this original core leader and to bin Laden. That's true. It's also true that core al-Qaeda, bin Laden, Zawahiri, have recognized al-Qaeda in Iraq as their arm in that country. I think the best way to characterize the relationship is it's a franchise. It is a group that subscribes to a similar ideology, but it doesn't necessarily, al-Qaeda and Iraq, share many operational links with the original core group.
What about the core group's global ambitions?
Couple schools of thought on this. Many people believe that al-Qaeda in Iraq has gotten more than enough to keep it busy in Iraq, that they have Iraqi ambitions, at most regional ambitions. That said, there are growing concerns about the movement, the traffic back and forth in terms of jihadi fighters going between Iraq up to Europe, perhaps leaving Iraq, taking the skills and resources they've learned there, going elsewhere in the Middle East, perhaps to the West.
Thank you, Mary Louise.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's intelligence correspondent, Mary Louise Kelly.